This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 1-9-2019. Yes, if you're filling out your checks, it is now 2019. Wow. You know, pretty soon it'll be half over and it'll be 2020, and wow, it goes fast. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. Our websites, of course, thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com. Check that out. I'm your honored host. I'm honored, but frankly, I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed today as I've got ready for the broadcast and kind of researching, seeing some things out there, just trying to get my thoughts together. And real quickly, my thoughts became angry, scattered. I don't know. So I'm going to try to stay focused, but it's very important what happened last night. Probably the most important thing in the world right now is the debate that went on that President Trump framed in our consciousness, is already in our public consciousness, but even more, he took it to a totally different level. As Patrick Woods, when he was on the broadcast, he talked about his website, and he gets emails from basically every country in the world, all over the world, they're talking about technocracy, the UN Agenda 2030, 2020, Agenda 21, 2030 now, whatever that is, whatever name you call it, they say it's taken hold in their communities. They like it's almost gone. It's almost past the point of no return. They know that America is the last bastion of hope. They look to America. They are begging for America, the light on the hill. Can we resurrect? Can we rise up in that ingenuity, that determinedness, that blessedness that's been upon us, upon this country? Can we rise up? And despite of everything that's going on in the world, can we secure our border? Seems like a simple thing. At the same time, you are seeing the deep state. You are seeing the military-industrial complex, the media-industrial complex. That's a better word. The media, the corporate media-industrial complex in full array, taking this point and turning it on its head and becoming doublespeak, making George Orwell would probably even blush if he saw this. When it's all said and done, what will Donald Trump's legacy be? You know, I've said several times, probably his greatest accomplishment up until this point is when he pointed at CNN and said, no, you're fake news. And he turned that whole narrative on its head. If you remember, the corporate media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News too, you know, to think that they're conservative is a joke, really. I mean, there's some bright spots, but come on. He turned that on his head. They were going to use that label, fake news, to attack conservative voices. Now, if you said, hey, 9/11 was an inside job, fake news. If you said, hey, the border, there's a border crisis, hey, fake news. They had invented that, kind of like the word conspiracy theory or the label conspiracy theory. They were ready to use that against us. Meaning us, meaning common sense Americans. If you're listening to this broadcast, I assume that you're common sense, besides the trolls that listen and like to email me. It's another story. You're a common sense American. They like to use that part of media to turn everything on its head. And they're going to label you, your thoughts, fake news to take away the legitimacy of it so that you in your mind would then start to backtrack, think, wait a minute, maybe by subconscious subliminal programming, because we're programmed, if we hear it on TV, if we hear it on the news, then it's right. If we don't, then it's wrong. That all our thinking, all our common sense to take us off our moorings. Donald Trump turned that on its head and said, no, you're fake news. It's like, whoa. And many people who were thinking that, now he put it in the public consciousness where that they couldn't use it as a subliminal overt tactic against us. It's not only is it his greatest accomplishment. I think it's quite an accomplishment. That is a big time accomplishment. And I got to thinking about this morning, getting ready today. Maybe that wasn't his greatest accomplishment. Maybe his greatest accomplishment up to this point, and maybe it's playing out before us, is that the globalist agenda, the controller agenda, that whatever you want to label as the conspiracies that are going on in this world that want to, at their core root, really destroy the Declaration of Independence and bring in some kind of United Nations socialist New World Order. Okay, you know, there's different facets of it, but let's just call it that. The Declaration of Independence versus the United Nations. This conglomeration that wants to bring this in, what has Donald Trump done? Has he defeated it? Certainly not. Has he made a big dent in it, changed their plans? I don't think he's changed their plans. I think what he has done is speed up their plans. He's put them in a little bit of a defensive position. Again, seems small, quite an accomplishment. Because we're seeing played out before us. What you saw last night, if you watched the big news story, Donald Trump came on national TV all over and talked about the quote-unquote humanitarian crisis on the border right after Pelosi and Schumer got up and talked about crisis. What crisis? What are you talking about? This is wasteful. Why are we even bothering having this discussion? They went 180 degrees. The globalist plan has been sped up by Donald Trump's prominence. And the American people are waking up, at least to that part, faster than, you know, it's gaining so much steam. You know, it's like a snowball down the hill. Well, at the same time, their plans are gaining steam like a snowball down the hill. So they feel like, hopefully, that they're getting desperate and they're getting a little ahead of themselves. You know, if you've ever been water skiing, you get ahead of your skis. You know, and then you fall face first into the water. It's, yeah, that's fun. Anyway, maybe that's what he's done here. Last night, let's go over what happened. Now, we've been told the narrative has been pushed in school, in major media. What have we been told? From Al Gore, whatever. There are too many people on this earth, and specifically there are too many people in America, and America, our climate, everything is being destroyed by too many people. That has been shoved continuously by, you want to say left? I'm trying not to use left-right here in these discussions because they don't matter. The ideology matters. The thought process matters. So label it whatever you want. We have been shoved. America has been inundated, bathed in that idea from the school level, college, certainly, the media, corporate media, certainly. And really, the opposite side would be, wait a minute, no, there's climate, Deborah Tavares kind of would be the opposite side, right? Yeah, there's climate change going on. It's not man-made. It's orchestrated. It's weaponized. And the people are the target. Okay, either way, that narrative has been pushed. Same people who say that continuously, almost like a Chinese water torture, like a drip in the faucet, are saying, we need open borders and to need to let people in. It's like, what? What are you talking about? You just told me that there's too many people in this country. What in the world are you talking about? The level of disingenuousness in this is stunning. Let's continue on a little bit. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right on cue, following her socialist plans. She said that the people trying to get into this country are more American than the Americans. Are more American than the Americans. Trump brought up last night about the crime statistics, about the many crimes that are being committed by illegal immigrants. You are going to see, and you're already starting, you will see this in mass. Write it down. This point will be hammered till the cows come home. They will tell you that the illegal immigrants are not committing crimes at the same rate that Americans are. And this is where all this argument is, that where they're going to want to steer it. Ocasio-Cortez comes in right on cue and says they're more Americans than Americans are. The implication, the inference is white people are done, black people are done. We've had our chance. We need a new influx of these people, and they're more American with our country will be better with them. That is the real, pretty overt inference that is being made. Americans are dead. We need these new Americans. These are the new Americans coming in. They don't commit near as many crimes. They're good for this country, and all they want to do is be free. That is where the same people who tell you that there's too many people in this country and in this world, that is the same thing that they will tell you now. These people we need to let flood into this country because they are better than the ones we have near, and we need to replace them with this. That's really the inference. I'm going a little further. But that's basically what they're going to say. What Trump did last night, what he did not say, is the problem. Yes, there's a humanitarian crisis. Yes, you know, I know children are probably listening, so maybe block their ears later. Yes, women who come up here, children who get up here, they're trafficked, they're raped. It's brutal sometimes to get up here for these people. It's terrible. Yes, MS-13 gang members are coming in. Yes, drugs are pouring across the border. He said all this. The most important thing of that discussion that really the other side can't refute is the drugs. I noticed Schumer and Pelosi didn't say anything about the drugs. There's no crisis. They did not refute at all that 90% of the heroin comes up through the border unchecked. You know, my cynical side will say, well, if the border's closed, then the CIA will just run the planes. But that's another story. Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the crosshairs. What he didn't say. I kind of know why he didn't, but maybe he needed to. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. But here's what he didn't say. Unchecked immigration destroys nations. That's what he should have said. You can look at the Roman Empire. You look at that. You know, probably didn't want to get too dramatic and get into that. Historians on basically any historian of any merit will say that one of the three leading causes of the destruction of the Roman Empire was the unchecked immigration. Logically, it's obvious it destroys culture. The idea that diversity is strength. Okay, if I'm a company and, you know, I'm Apple or Google or, you know, Nemana Foods, we're selling food storage and I have a room full of 10 people and we all come from kind of different ideas. We have a common goal. Our common goal is to sell product, to make better products, to help people be prepared. You know, those are our common mission statements. In that realm, a diversity of thought is beneficial, is strength, because you get different perspectives and different things that build upon the whole on a common belief. The idea of the diversity that we have seen pushed, the diversity of what a family is, what a gender is, what an American is, what the Bill of Rights is, what the Declaration of Independence is, this is moving us away from our foundation, our core, to something else. This is not strength. Diversity is not strength that they are pushing on us. These are major, major psychological talking points that are coming at you that are lies from the father of lies for your destruction. Stay tuned. More to go on this story. It's big. We got James McKinney coming. Don't you dare go anywhere. ThePowerHour.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be larger large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'd like to, again, shout out to Covenant Love Christian Center there in outside of Dallas. I want to thank them again. Pastor Wright, his lovely wife, his family, all of them. Thank you so much. It was amazing spending time with them and seeing a small to medium church that is attempting to understand politically this, not taking the scriptures and then putting it right into politics and then backwards politics right into the scriptures and into their church. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what they are attempting to do and what they are accomplishing. And I just want to encourage them, and that we are with them, and they have no idea how important they are. In 1770, there were a lot of churches like them. In 2019, it's like crickets. It's like they're groundbreakers. I hope they know that. Don't stop, please. One of the last things I'll say about that, we do have a caller waiting. I'll get to him in just a second. What Trump, I think, should have said that he didn't say. He should have said, because they're going to turn this debate, they're going to keep trying to turn this debate to, well, immigrants don't commit crimes, they're going to throw statistics, and what's the problem? He should turn it back to, why should we not have a wall? Why shouldn't we not have a wall? You have armed guards. Obama's got a gate around his house, and he alluded to that a little bit in his discussion. You voted already for $8 billion for some kind of structure, some kind of wall support. Was there no crisis then? Are you just playing with us? This is their Achilles heel on this issue. I mean, you can sit there all day, agree, disagree, whatever, and they say, well, there's no problem. Well, they already voted and said there was a problem. Why shouldn't there be a wall? Why? What is the problem with a wall? Who does that hurt? Does it hurt Americans? Does it hurt the people trying to get in? Well, they can still get in legally, can't they? So it must be put out there in such a way, legal or illegal. So the only people it would hurt is illegal drug runners and illegal immigrants trying to come over not legally. right? Is that the only people who will be hurt? That is the point. You can get into all these other things. That's really the point, right? Why shouldn't there be a wall, Nancy Pelosi? Chuck Schumer. He said, oh, it's a waste of money. $5 billion seems like a lot. It's a lot to me and you, certainly, ladies and gentlemen. $5 billion is nothing. Nothing. It's like a $5 bill in your pocket right now. Would you take $5 out and pay for a wall around your house? Well, it's basically about the equivalent of this. You're talking about the military. They're spending $1 trillion a year. You can't take $5 out and do this. We got a caller, Mark in Illinois. We got a little bit of time. So good to have you. Mark in Illinois, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, my point about the wall is that if you look at Ezekiel 38, it talks about the land on wall villages and cities, and I believe it's talking about America as being the nation of Israel, Manasseh, the 13th tribe, and Canaan being Ephraim. But if you look at that, I think if we just enforce the law, if we go back to God's law, the Torah, and if we observe his commandments, his statutes, his precepts, his ordinances, his, the testimony, the righteousness, and the judgments of the law, Psalm 119, Deuteronomy 28, if we do that, we wouldn't have to worry about the alien coming in to our land, because if we kept the law and if we enforced it, that would be the wall of protection. See, God's law is actually a wall, and it protects you when you keep it. But when we don't keep it, it brings curses upon our whole nation. And what we need is national repentance. And the reason why these churches, they've done away with God's law. They've done away with the prophets and the law. You know, it was nailed to the cross. You know, the Old Testament's been done away with. You probably heard that a lot of times. That, none of that's true. God never did away with anything. He fulfilled the ordinances of the law when he hung on the cross.
Mark, let me pause you. We don't have a lot of time. I think what you're saying is very important. Let me go a little deeper with you. When people say you got to return to God's law, that means a million things to a million different people. My belief, really pretty firmly belief, what I've tried to say is the Declaration of Independence is the basic extension of the decree of Genesis. To me, it is. And that the law then became the Constitution is there to protect that charter. In some way, not fully, but certainly prominently, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is a representation of God's law in this country, and at least on a minor level. That is the protection, and that is the law that we're talking about that we've totally ignored. And by ignoring it, we have spit in the face of God. How would you respond to that?
Well, I believe that the Constitution of Israel was set up at Mount Sinai. That's when God established the kingdom of God upon the earth, kingdom of heaven, stone kingdom, book of Daniel, chapter 2. That's when God gave his Constitution to Israel, and that was the Levitical government of Israel, establishing the Levitical government and all the different offices of government in the nation of Israel. But that's what our whole Constitution, that's what our Declaration of Independence, that's what our Bill of Rights is all based on. It's based on the law of Moses. And if we don't,
yes, to some degree,
if we don't
absolutely
obey that, we come under the curses.
Well, when you say you don't obey it, it's being done to us. You know. Stay right there, Mark. I'm going to try. James McKinney's coming on, but just stay right there, would you? This is a good, important discussion. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebesteDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebesteDpill.com. That's THEBESTEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News.
President Trump met with Republicans today on Capitol Hill. Now it's the Democrats' turn. President Trump invited Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to the White House, where the president will meet with them to discuss an end to the partial government shutdown and border security. The president has floated out the idea of potentially declaring a national emergency to fund the border wall, to which Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says,
What this president does, you know, what kind of precedent are you setting? He may have the authority to do that, but I'm hopeful that the normal process of negotiating through the appropriations bills will get us where we need to go.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is prepared to step down when Bill Barr takes over the Justice Department. Barr was the former Attorney General for President George H.W. Bush, and President Trump selected him to lead the department. A judge is tentatively setting May 6 for Harvey Weinstein's trial to start in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So good to be with you. Very important goings-ons in our country and in our world. Thank you for joining. Let us know if you're using the new shortwave frequency that's live 4 to 5. I guess I should probably announce this the next hour when it is live, but I will. But 9980, let us know how that's working. We're getting mixed results, and so we just kind of want to know if we're getting, you know, good bang for a buck. Their shortwave is very expensive, as you know, so we're trying to see how we do that. Sherry Rogers, of course, the whole year of her interviews, everybody loves Sherry Rogers. The whole year of her interview CD special, that is now on sale at the Power Mall. And you've asked about CBD oil. You've asked about hempanol. We do not have it on the website. Ladies and gentlemen, we will not put it on our website because of our merchant account. Yes, I know other people are doing it. Look, our YouTube account was shut down. I mean, if we spit on the sidewalk, we get a dump truck dumped on us. That's why I'm not even going to risk it. So, you know, I get emails, well, this place is selling. Okay, you know what? This place, let them sell it. I'm just telling you what we're, some of the things we deal with, ladies and gentlemen. The core of this, hemp and all, I think is a very good product. This is not marijuana. This is not THC. This is hemp oil, CBD extracts. The hemp and all from Cass Ingram, we have it at the Power Mall, but you got to call. You got to call Jay and then get it. We got an introductory price. It's fantastic. Mr. Oxygen, the Oxy Flush Concentrated Colon Cleanser. It's fantastic. It's a new product. We got that on sale. We got another list of select products. You're going to have to call for more information. They're 25% off some overstock from the year that we're working on getting out. But that are good products. People just, whatever, we didn't focus on it. We didn't market it right or we didn't present it to you right, whatever. But you guys love these products, but we need to cycle them through our warehouse. So please give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Powerhour.com is our news part of the website. Please sign up for the email blast at support@powerhournation.com. No matter what the censorship, we feel one of the last will be emails, and we'll be able to get in touch with you and get information to you. So that's why the email blast is very important. 877-817-9829. So good to be here with you, ladies and gentlemen. We have Mark on the call or on the line before we get to James McKinney. Let's finish up with this call. Mark in Illinois, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
The last thing I said to you on the other side was a lot of things that go on in our country that we're seeing, and they're sin. This isn't political opinion. This is really at its core sin, and that was the impetus to the American Revolution. It's being done to us. It's not that we're doing it per se. So where does that line draw? You know, abortions. You know, most people aren't listening to the show. They're probably not having abortions, but yet we're still paying for it with our taxes. Go ahead.
Well, if we go back to Ezekiel chapter 34, and you see where it says, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed them, these shepherds do not feed the flock. And the problem begins with all these apostate Christianity. That's what it is. It's apostate. And they don't feed the people with the truth of the Word of God. I mean, when you do away with the law, when you do away with the prophets, when you do away with the Old Testament, how can you feed people with the truth? How can you understand? If you don't know the history of your people, Israel, how can you know the future? How can you be active in the present?
That's such a great point. And that's why, I agree with you, Mark. I agree with you completely. I don't even feel like we need to go back all the way, you know, thousands of years to the Old Testament. That's why I've made such a point about the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't realized this yet, you do not comprehend the miracle that moment was and the connection to our history, Israel. The pioneers, the saints, the pilgrims, whatever you want to call them, who came here. It was an open secret that they knew that they were from the house of Israel and that they were trying to establish a new Jerusalem. When William Bradford led here, the Mayflower Compact, he dedicated this land to Jehovah. The start of this nation was a man who dedicated the land, the government, and everything to God. And from that point, the common law of England, which was an extension of the Mosaic law, extension of the Ten Commandments. No, anybody who does any research can't dispute this. I mean, you can sit here and say, well, I don't. Okay, you don't agree. I'm just telling you what happened. There's no disputing. The common law of England was an extension of the Mosaic law. It came here to America, and the absolute moment of illumination for this world was 1776, 1783, 1791, politically and spiritually. At that moment, it became law. It's stunning.
Declaration of Independence, and they also had the Magna Carta, and that's where our founding forefathers got the, you know, and also from the Torah. That's where the moral law is for moral people.
What concerns you the most? Let's, you know, of everything that's going on, what is the biggest concern to this country?
Well, I believe we need national repentance, and I hate to say this, but I believe the Word of God, Ezekiel 38, 39, I believe Russia and China are going to attack America. I don't believe that's propaganda. That's written in the Word of God, prophet by the prophet Ezekiel. And when this does go down, it's going to bring America to its knees and the whole North American continent, and there is going to be national repentance. But I believe that's probably the only thing that's going to bring this country to its knees.
Have you had a chance to listen to Pastor Wright come on the show?
Yeah, I've heard him on your program maybe two or three times.
Okay. What he's doing, and I say this all the time, and I've said this, of all the people even that Joyce had on, I mean, from way back till now, where we are, what Pastor Wright's attempting to do with his congregation, and I went and met these people, and I looked them in the eyes, and I saw the trepidation, I saw the faith, imagine exploding your mind and trying to break your paradigm into what these people are trying to accomplish, and they're trying to turn America back to really where it was. It's stunning. I've said this over and over. I will say it again. And individually, everyone must come to that point where they understand the two jurisdictions that are on this land and the blessing and the curse that is pronounced by whatever you want to call it, scriptures, God, the universe, whatever. There is a blessing and a curse that is pronounced upon this land. And what they're doing, what Pastor Wright's doing, is trying to lead his people out of that curse, out of Babylon. You know, flee from her, that you may not partake of her sins. And Mark,
Jeremiah,
I so appreciate your... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, excuse me, that's Jeremiah 50 and 51, says come out of Babylon. It's not only talking about ancient Babylon with that Jeremiah prophesied and Prophet Daniel, but it's also talking about this modern-day Babylon. It's a whole economic, political, religious, and military system that's worldwide.
I really appreciate you, Mark, and appreciate your call. Thank you so much for your insights. Last word is yours. Last thing you'd like to say.
Well, I'd just like to call the people to return to God's law. That was what Elijah the prophet was all about. He was calling his people Israel to return to the law in repentance.
Well, very good. Very good, Mark. Thank you so much. God bless you. We're going to get James on now. Thanks for the call. James McCanny is, of course, a great friend of the Power Hour, has been for years. And he's my favorite guest. I've made no secret about it. I love having on. I love talking to him. I love the thoughts he provokes. He is, of course, a tier one scientist. He has taught mathematics course at the university level, the highest scholarly universities supposedly in this nation. He's best friends with Carl Sagan. You know, I laugh, but it's such a pleasure to welcome him, James McCanny. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. How's my sound? Does it sound okay?
You sound perfect to me. McKenzie,
oh, okay.
We good?
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, yes,
good.
You sound perfect.
Thanks,
you
Daniel.
Sound perfect.
I'm glad to be back.
Yes, you sound perfect to me. We always have topics of discussion, especially when you're coming on, and they're always very interesting. We're going to push them aside a little bit. Yet last night, something really unique happened. Trump's speech, I think that's the biggest story in the world right now. Let's start there, because everybody wants to hear what James McCanny has to say about this.
Well, he is 100%, 110% exactly right on. And the fact that literally you can see tapes of Schumer and Schiff and, all the other senators talking about a wall, and then as soon as Trump is elected, they're all dead against it. This is the deep state at work. These people are basically operating under, they're liars. They're con men, they're liars, et cetera. But Trump is exactly right. Everything he said is 100% right on. And if you have ever gone to a third world country, which most Americans have not, and it really irks me that people have an opinion who've never been in Mexico. You know, maybe they went to Cancun, you know, in a five-star condo. That's not Mexico. You know, how many people have ever been? I lived in Mexico. I've lived in a lot of Latin American countries. I've traveled around the world. And it's not this rosy-colored glasses kind of place. And the people don't have good values. They don't have respect for human life, human dignity. And some do, but you have to screen the people that come into the United States. You just cannot...
Hold that thought, James.
Order.
There's the first break. We'll be right back on the other side. This is very important. James McCanny, love to hear his opinion. Stay tuned, thepowerhour.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are really happy to be with James Mechanic, jmccsci.com. jmccsci.com is his website that you can check out. Just a plethora of information, and quite a source he is. James, before the break, you're talking about these border towns. I can remember going to Juarez, which is near El Paso, and it's like on one side of the road it was America, on the other side is like some kind of hellhole I just went into. It was crazy.
Yeah, the border towns are particularly difficult. Let's just put it that way. I don't know what other word you could use, a lot of adjectives, but Mexico is a very diverse place. And I, one, when I was young, I'd be down on the Caribbean traveling in my vehicle. You'd come to one town, everything was painted with pastel colors, flowers growing, people well-dressed, walking around, you know, commerce going on. You'd go to the next town, and it looked like an atomic bomb hit. Everything was disheveled. The roofs were out of disorder. Nothing growing, no plants, kids running around with no pants on. And you go, you know, what is the difference here? And Mexico is a very diverse country, but a very poor country. But you could see that people could live in relative poverty, but live well. And so, but, you know, the Mexico is really a difficult place to understand. And if you don't understand the culture and the history that has kept them in the dirt, including their own leadership, completely corrupt, and the wealth differentiation between the rich and the poor, and of course, American policy for the last 50 years, which has maintained that. But then you have all of the traffic that comes through Mexico and across our border, the heroin traffic from Afghanistan, the South American drug traffic, the human traffic that comes from all locations trying to get illegals across as parents of kids who are not their kids. It's just endless. And Trump is very right. There are avenues for people to become citizens. It's not at the border. It's at U.S. locations in the cities throughout the Mexico and other countries. That's where you go if you want to enter the United States legally. You don't go to the border and try and slip across or try and throw your baby across the wall or whatever. That's not the way to enter the United States. So he's absolutely right. And the government being shut down, well, this is the standoff. This is the standoff that I suspect is going to go on for a long time unless the American public raises up and demands that their senators and congressmen find a solution.
Well, let me interject there. Let me ask this question, because last night I was watching his speech, and I agree with everything he said, especially I don't know anybody can argue about, you know, you can argue that, well, we went to war in Afghanistan, heroin production quadrupled, and now we're just pushing the drugs through the border. Yeah, okay, I agree with you. That looks exactly like what's going on. And so the media is now running cover for the deep state, for the CIA, running the drugs back up to America. Yeah, okay, I agree with you. But what concerned me from this moment is Trump made a do-or-die stand. Trump has posed this. If he gives in now, if his administration gives in on this point, to me, he's done. This is his, you know, what's the line in the sand has been drawn. He just drew it.
Yeah.
Yes. Does this bother you? I mean, do you see the concern there?
No, I just think this is the inevitable, and it's coming down to this. And this is probably the number one issue that the United States has to solve at this time. And, you know, other things are going on in the background. Essential aspects of the government are going on. We have some other big fish to fry, including the fact that China and Russia have offensive military weapons in outer space that we don't even have the ability to detect, let alone stop. We have some major issues going on. We have a military-industrial complex that is totally inept. The only thing they can do is suck up money. They cannot produce a product that defends our country. So we have some big, big fish to fry. But let me ask it in this terms. Central to everybody in the United States.
Let me ask it in this terms. It seems like, you know, we've seen Trump want to get out of Syria. I didn't ask the question before very good. I kind of confused the whole thing. Trump has said he wants to pull out of Syria, and now we're seeing the bureaucracy start to pull away from that. We're seeing Trump come up. He's been talking about the wall since when he was candidate Trump. This is a do-or-die moment. I'm afraid, is he going to get backed off on this? Is he going to compromise on this and push back on this? Why didn't he come out and just declare a national emergency, take the money out of the defense budget? He could certainly do that.
I can't answer that. I can't answer that. There's a lot of things where he has let procedure take its course. And this is one of them, so I can't answer that. But anyway, this is the course that's underway. We have some other major fish to fry in geological issues, the caldera at Yellowstone, the potential for tsunamis from the Canary Islands. These are very real issues, major earthquakes on the San Andreas Fault or in the St. Louis, the New Madrid Fault. We have major issues in the United States that we're not addressing because the Congress has left this border issue go for too long, and that's why it's a big mess. But when you solve problems, Trump inherited a government that was in total disarray, that was going, taking the country south, literally to complete demolition. And so this is one of the major issues. I just see this as the natural course of history, and I'm not a foreteller of the future, but I suspect eventually this is going to have to be solved. The greatest wall in history, the Great Wall of China, was built for exactly the same reason. And after it was built, China experienced one of the greatest periods of prosperity of any nation on earth because they built and manned that wall because of the invasions, the constant interruption from Mongolia. So it's the same. This is not new. This is the same issue. And at that point, China had an emperor. And like you say, he just took the bull by the horns and said, "We're building this wall," and it took them a long time, but that wall still protects China, oddly enough.
You mentioned when you first came on about the con men, the liars. Irregardless of the issue, it's very interesting to me how we see the corporate media now come behind this and what they're saying. It's really fascinating in some ways, but disturbing on the other. On the other side, more with James McKinney. We're going to get to the Vatican, the Pope, and his talk about what they're talking about science and the stars, or what they call science. Stay tuned. JMCCSCI.com is James's website. We'll be right back.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate in the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.